4 years ago, Sonoma County Health Action declared an intention of making this the healthiest county in California by 2020. A nationwide report released last week says Sonoma currently ranks 12th in the state, but that was still received as good news by Brian Vaughn, the county's director of health policy planning and evaluation.
We see this actually as a positive. It puts us in the top 25%, which we consider really good, but it doesn't account for differences in the populations themselves. So it's hard to compare ourselves using a ranking like this, say to Marin, who's ranked number one. We have a different population, different levels of income and education. It's comparing apples to oranges in some ways.
The county-by-county health rankings are prepared by the Population Health Institute at the University of Wisconsin with funding from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. This is the fifth year they've compiled and published this annual analysis, and researcher Karen Odegaard says the reports are intended to spur each area to address their biggest health issues.
The rankings are a call to action. They're a great way for communities to quickly understand that it's not one thing that makes us healthy or unhealthy. It's a variety of things, including education, community safety, smoking, housing, obesity. All of these things play an important role in what's making us well and impacting how long we live.
And in the years since the first report in 2010, Odegaard says progress is being made.
Nationally, we're seeing that smoking rates have dropped from 21% in 2005 to 18% in 2012. Teen birth rates have decreased about 25% since 2007, but there are still twice as many teen births in the least healthy counties compared to the healthiest counties. So we see some really positive signs and some trends going on, but we also know that there's work left to do.
The data set looks at more than 30 factors in community health, from the incidence of low birth weights to commuting patterns, high school graduation rates to access to dentists and mental health services. One yardstick is quality of life, and on that, Sonoma County ranks 10th, up from 16th last year. Odegaard says the effects of health action here are having a noticeable effect.
In Sonoma, we're seeing great changes where people have come together, and they're really starting to work on the underlying drivers of community health, things like education, working on some cradle-to-career initiatives. They're actually a really fantastic example of the kind of work that communities can accomplish when they bring people together, not just the doctors or hospitals, not just the public health folks, but the people who teach in our schools, who pass laws, who run businesses and raise kids in our communities.
And locally, Brian Vaughn says the yearly ranking reports are helpful feedback in the ongoing efforts of the health action programs.
It is useful for us to look at broader trends where we are higher than, say, a state average. It's good to keep a pulse on that. Obesity rates, although we've made progress in recent years, we know we have issues with binge drinking, underage drinking, substance use. So it sheds a little bit of light, but this is really a blunt tool for measuring engaging health in the county.
As Vaughn noted, Marin County is ranked the healthiest in the state overall. Among our other neighbors, Napa County is ranked 15th, Solano 31st. Lake County has the lowest ranking in the state at 57th, and Mendocino comes in at 44th. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.